Walking into a radiation therapy clinic for the first time can feel like entering a world of unfamiliar faces, titles, and machines. Who's the person giving instructions? Who decides how your treatment works? In this episode, we're going to introduce you to every key member of your radiation oncology team, so you know exactly who's who and what they do before you ever step foot in the treatment room. Knowing this up front can help ease some of the anxiety that naturally comes with starting your treatment. Welcome to the Healing Beam, part of the Under the Beam family. I'm Jared Hirschberger, a medical physicist, and my goal is to help patients and caregivers understand radiation therapy, reduce anxiety, and feel empowered throughout the treatment journey. Today, we're going behind the scenes to meet the people who will guide you through your radiation journey, from prescribing your treatment to delivering each session safely. Understanding the team and their roles may seem like a small thing, but it can make a big difference in your comfort and confidence as you go through treatment. Let's start with the core team. The people you'll see most often and whose work directly impacts every treatment you receive. Number one is the radiation oncologist. This is the doctor who prescribes your treatment. They determine how much radiation you need, the schedule, and which areas of your body will be treated. The radiation oncologist oversees the entire plan and is your primary point of contact for questions about your care. Many patients find it comforting to meet with the radiation oncologist multiple times, not just for treatment planning, but also for check-ins during therapy. They are there to explain why certain approaches are chosen, answer detailed questions about side effects, and provide reassurance. Practical tip here: write down your questions before the appointments. Radiation oncologists often have limited time, so a list ensures all your concerns are addressed. This also helps you leave the appointment feeling informed and less anxious. Number two is a medical physicist. The medical physicist ensures every radiation dose is precise and safe. We calculate the delivery, check the machines, and verify that your plan is accurate. While patients may not meet physicists daily, our work directly affects every session you receive. We also run quality assurance tests before treatment starts and periodically during your plan. This ensures that machines are working perfectly and doses match the radiation oncologist's prescription exactly. Some medical physicists even walk patients through how their treatment plan is designed, which can be surprisingly reassuring. One patient told me, "Knowing someone was double-checking every detail made me feel like my care was more personal, not just technical." That's exactly the peace of mind we aim to provide. To give you an idea of the detail involved, a large part of the physicist's role is performing machine quality control. Before any patient is treated, we use sophisticated phantoms. Those are objects that mimic human tissue to run daily and weekly checks on the linear accelerator machine. We verify that the energy of the beam is correct, that the light field matches the radiation field, and that the machine moves exactly as the computer commands. Think of it like a meticulous aerospace-level pre-flight checklist for every treatment system. This level of verification is continuous throughout the day and year, guaranteeing that the machine is delivering the dose with sub-millimeter accuracy every time you lie down on the table. The next role is a medical dosimetrist. The dosimetrist works closely with the radiation oncologist to design your personalized treatment plan. They calculate doses to maximize tumor coverage while minimizing exposure to healthy tissues. This involves complex computer modeling and careful adjustments. Dosimetrists also consider anatomical changes over time. For example, if weight loss or swelling occurs, the plan may need updating. They are the ones making sure that the treatment is both effective, and safe. Many patients don't realize that their daily treatment is the result of hours of planning by a dosimetrist. The dosimetrist's work is often referred to as treatment planning, and it involves advanced 3D and 4D imaging. They use your CT or MRI scans to create a virtual personalized map of you. On this map, they shape the radiation beams so they perfectly conform to the tumor's shape. This is a process called beam shaping. Their biggest challenge and their highest priority is to ensure the prescription dose covers the tumor completely while simultaneously keeping the dose to nearby healthy organs, known as organs at risk or OARs, below safe tolerance limits. It's a precise optimization puzzle, balancing destruction of cancer cells with the preservation of your long-term health. The goal is always to create a plan that is scientifically perfect for your specific anatomy and diagnosis, minimizing the potential for side effects. One patient told me, "I felt like my plan was custom built for me." That's reassuring when you're about to start something new. The next role you'll meet is a radiation therapist. Radiation therapists are the people you'll see at every treatment session. They operate the machines, position you correctly, and monitor your safety throughout the treatment. They also help patients feel comfortable and calm. A smile, a reassuring word, or adjusting a cushion can make a big difference. Therapists often notice subtle changes in posture or skin that may indicate early side effects. They communicate this information back to the radiation oncologist and nurses, ensuring care is responsive. Many patients say that the radiation therapists are the most consistent and friendly faces during treatment, which really helps reduce stress. One patient has told me before that the therapist made them feel calm every day. Even small adjustments like a warm blanket or an extra pillow made the sessions much easier. Next in the list of roles are radiation oncology nurses. Nurses educate you about side effects. They help manage symptoms and answer your ongoing health questions. They're often your first line of contact when you notice new symptoms or need support during treatment. They can help with skincare, hydration strategies, fatigue management, and even emotional support. Many patients appreciate having a nurse to call between sessions, someone who listens, guides, and reassures. Nurses also coordinate with the rest of the team if adjustments to your plan or additional support are needed. Here's another pro tip. Understanding who does what can make your first day and every day much less intimidating. Knowing there is a specific person responsible for each part of your care gives confidence and reduces anxiety. Now let's talk about the support team. These are people you may not see every day, but they play a huge role in keeping your care seamless. First, there's administrative or scheduling staff. They handle appointments, verify insurance, and ensure paperwork is complete. Having them working efficiently behind the scenes keeps your treatment on track and prevents unnecessary delays. Patients often underestimate how crucial administrative support is. Without it, even the best care plan can be stressful to follow. Next are patient navigators. Patient navigators help you move through the clinic. They connect you with resources and answer logistical questions. They can accompany you through procedures, help with insurance approvals, or just make sure you know where to go next. Their work helps reduce anxiety, especially for first-time patients. The next role you might interact with is a nutritionist or a dietitian. Dietitians support you in maintaining strength, managing side effects, and eating in a way that promotes healing. They provide individualized advice depending on your treatment site, such as tips for head and neck patients with swallowing difficulties or strategies to maintain weight during pelvic treatments. Then, there are social workers or counselors. Radiation therapy can be stressful, emotionally and physically. Social workers and counselors provide emotional support, coping strategies, and practical help, whether it's arranging transportation, addressing stress, or just offering a listening ear. They are advocates for your overall well-being during treatment. Even if you don't interact with these people every day, they're constantly working behind the scenes to make your journey smoother and safer. So let's paint an analogy picture. To really understand how this team works together, think of your radiation treatment as a highly precise mission to Mars. The team is your mission control, and every person has a specific high-stakes role. The radiation oncologist is the mission commander. They set the target, approve the plan, and own the final decision. The dosimetrist is the flight path planner. They design the exact route the beam must take to hit the target while protecting the valuable crew, which is your healthy tissue. The medical physicist is the lead systems engineer. They build, calibrate, and constantly test the rocket and all its navigation systems to guarantee every launch is perfectly safe. The radiation therapists are the launch crew. They secure you on the launch pad, run the final checklist, and execute the launch, monitoring every second of the mission. And the nurses and navigators are the ground crew and medics. They ensure the crew, you, are healthy, prepared, and supported throughout the entire journey. It's truly a unified, collaborative approach, making the team function like a single responsive unit dedicated completely to you. All of these roles don't operate in isolation. They collaborate closely to ensure your care is precise, safe, and effective. Here's a typical flow. Radiation oncologist prescribes the treatment. Medical dosimetrist designs the plan. Medical physicist verifies the plan and the machine. Radiation therapists deliver daily treatments. Nurses monitor side effects and provide guidance. Communication is constant. Everyone is focused on your safety, comfort, and the effectiveness of your treatment. Knowing who does what helps you ask the right questions and feel confident that each part of your care is being handled expertly. One patient told me, "Once I knew who to ask for different questions, I felt like I was in control. I wasn't relying on luck. I was relying on my team." And that is a successful story. Knowing your radiation oncology team can reduce anxiety and help you feel more in control during treatment. Remember, these professionals are here to guide, support, and care for you every step of the way. For more information, guides, and videos on every stage of your radiation journey, visit underthebeam.com. And if you want one-on-one support navigating your treatment, my Phys Assist coaching program is here to help you feel confident, informed, and supported. Thanks for joining me on The Healing Beam. Until next time, remember, knowledge about your team empowers you, and they're all there to support you under the beam.